So, Andrew Bogar, you are here at in Ketchikan for the next few days. What is it that you are doing while you're here?
So, the primary reason we came to Ketchikan was to install smoke alarms. It's a national drive by the Red Cross to reduce death from house fires. Friday and Saturday, we'll be out and about in town to install free smoke detectors. They last 10 years. You don't have to change the batteries in them. That's really the reason we're here. But after talking to some of the members from the community at the local emergency planning committee, they've asked me to facilitate a presentation on Saturday at 3 p.m. open to the community about community resiliency and how members of Ketchikan can take a more active role within the city and to increase the community's preparedness and resiliency.
Okay, let's talk about those two things. Let's first talk about the smoke detectors. Is this for anyone and everyone, for businesses, for homes? Who is it for?
For homes. It's for residences.
Okay, and if someone is interested in getting a free smoke detector, how do they go about that?
They can give me a call at 925-216-9758.
And when you say install them, are they the type, I imagine they're not the type that go through the wiring in your house.
No, ma'am.
They're more just mounting it on the
wall.
Yeah,
they're 10-year lithium batteries. You only have to install them, and then you don't have to change the batteries for 10 years. It's a grant-based program that we've partnered with other agencies with. So we have a little bit of paperwork we have to fill out that just says, yes, we were here, we installed them. But we do the installation, and it's free.
Are these a type that you actually can replace the battery?
There
are some that they, you know, die out after certain years.
These will have to be replaced within 10 years. But as opposed to going through multiple 9-volt batteries over a span of however many years that it'll last, and smoke detectors tend to burn out after 10 years anyways, and we would recommend that you change them. So it will last the entire life of that detector.
Okay. Now then, speak a bit more about the presentation on Saturday.
So this came out of a presentation that we were a visit with your local emergency planning committee. It's head up by the fire chiefs, the police departments, anybody, any of the representatives from the agencies that you would want talking before a disaster would happen. They're there. They're doing it. And you have a very robust community here that has many great agencies that are working every day to prepare the community. And the Red Cross is one of those organizations. However, in Ketchikan, we haven't been as robust as an organization because we are a volunteer organization. I'm the only employee for the American Red Cross in the Southeast, but we have about 112 to 120 volunteers. Most of them are in Juneau, which is where I'm based, and I need to do a better job at recruiting and engaging volunteers here in Ketchikan because, let's face it, with the type of disasters that we face, it could affect the airway, it could affect, you know, air travel and ferry travel. There's a good expectation that members of Ketchikan, which is a very resilient city, are really closely tied together, could be on their own for 24 to 72 hours. And I want to make sure that there are enough Red Cross volunteers here who are interested and engaged and trained to respond when Ketchikan could have their worst day. And we just want to make sure that we're ready. But that means that we have to recruit people and train people. Also, if you belong to a faith-based group, if you belong to a business, and you're already engaged or thinking about, if the worst thing were to happen here in Ketchikan, how could we help? How could we participate? You don't have to be a Red Cross volunteer. But what the Red Cross is, as a collection of experience for 100 years. We've been in Alaska for 100 years, and what we want to do is make sure that organizations, agencies, and individual citizens who want to respond in a crisis have the training to do it faster, safer, and better prepared.
So people just show up to this?
Yep.
And you're seeking volunteers, but it's also information-based?
Yeah, it's also information-based, and we're seeking for volunteers. I don't want people to feel like, oh, if I have to go, there's an expectation that I have to join the Red Cross. No, it's just going to be really good information for the community as well. But it's going to be at 3 p.m. on Saturday at room 207 on the second floor of the Plaza Mall.
If someone is interested in being a Red Cross volunteer, what types of skills are needed? What types of people are you looking for?
Everybody. We really have a job for everybody. We have 350-plus positions, everything from a volunteer counterpart to our CEO, all the way down to people who are just interested in answering the phone and filling out envelopes. I know that's not a very glamorous job, but we still need activities that are just that basic. It can be anything from an hour a month to, you know, 2 or 3 hours a year. We have one volunteer here who is amazing and faithful response to house fires. And when that family has the worst night of their life, she's there for them. And we need people who are interested in doing that. We also need people who are interested in teaching children and families about emergency preparedness. So you don't have to be an EMT or a firefighter. You don't have to be a veteran. Really, anybody who just cares about their community, their family, friends, and neighbors, as long as you have that, we can use you.
If someone is unable to attend on Saturday, where else can they go to sign up or get information?
They can email me at andrew.bogar@redcross.org. That's andrew.bogar@redcross.org. Or you can call me at 907-347-5841.
Okay. Anything else that you want to add?
We'll be here for an entirety of a week, and it's been an amazing trip. I really love it here. The community is really closely tied together in a way that makes me feel really, really, you know, confident that Ketchikan's got this.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you.